Radio producers and listeners around the world are tuning in today for World Radio Day. For many, it's a medium that is worth celebrating and remembering in an age of technological abundance. From its early days to today, radio remains the most accessible medium for people to stay connected and stay informed. And this is especially true for those living in remote or rural areas around the world, where it is often the only media that is available. And it's in those communities where the impact of radio as a transformative medium can be heard loud and clear. This year's theme is Youth in Radio, and to take a closer look at how radio engages young audiences in rural communities, I'm joined by Yannick Demol, who is an FAO officer working on the Demeter project. Mr. Demol, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
First, what is the role of radio in improving food security and nutrition in rural communities?
Well, basically, it's a very, very important role. As you said, radio is still, whatever you say, whatever you hear, it's still the medium in the developing countries, especially in Africa, where Demeter works. So if you want to think in terms of work together with the communities, you absolutely need to work with radio. For instance, in Africa, in developing countries, you have a really big population who don't have access to information. And radio is the medium that allows that to happen. But it's not only the issue of access to information, but also to have means to take part in the community, to take part in the society. When you talk about developing either at a national level, at a community level, you can work with the community radio station, you can work with local station, you can work with the public station. We work a lot with community radio station, they have limited resources, and so they're in a very challenging situation. But even though they're in such a difficult condition, for them, we see that they have such an enormous role to play in development. They actually spread agricultural techniques, they contribute to change food habits, like for instance, I had the example in Province Orientale, in DRC, where Demeter had just finished a big project of setting up Demeter clubs. And there, together with the clubs and the radio station in the area, it changes completely the perception of local population about some kind of fish and turtles' eggs. For instance, the eggs, they weren't eaten by women. For the fish, some kind of fish were not good to eat, just for cultural reasons. And after the discussions in the clubs and listening to radio programs, they actually changed that. The local authorities said, okay, it's fine to eat them. And actually, then you can accept to access to better protein.
Maybe you should explain a bit about what the listener clubs are.
Well, the Demeter listeners clubs are groups of men and women, sometimes together, sometimes separated, that get solar radio and they have the possibility to discuss and take action together. That's the idea. But it's based on several principles. And the principles are, the main one is participation. It's real participation, meaning that people involved on a voluntary basis in the club have a role in deciding how it works. They decide everything about what they talk about. So the idea is that you have an empowerment process that is launched. We focus on women and youth, and it changed a lot how people feel about themselves and how they perceive their environment, thinking, okay, actually, I can have an impact on my environment. I can find solutions with local resources at a local level without being only in the position of asking for support, asking for help, but more about, okay, we see that there's a problem with that. We have this kind of problem. We're going to fix it together. We talk about it and enter into partnerships to find solution.
Do you think that in these communities, generally speaking, with the programs, youth are engaged?
Well, we work in several countries in sub-Saharan Africa. So it's Niger, Burundi, several provinces in DRC, Senegal, Ghana. So there are loads of different contexts. And I would say it changes from one country to another, but within a country as well. But in general, I think that we can say that youth are marginalized, as women also. So at first, the rural population tend not to be involved in the decision making processes at the national level that we can see. But within the rural populations, we see that women and youth tend not to have a big part to get to put their needs on the table.
And what do you think needs to be done to improve either the involvement of rural youth in radio or to address the audience better?
Well, I think that the big issue is about A, thinking of them, usually people think, okay, I'm going to do a radio program and it's going to be for rural population. No, you need to target. You need to think in terms of, okay, but as we know that women and youth are the most forgotten ones, then, okay, how do we reach? How do we get them? That's the first question to ask. And it's actually having a multi-level strategy. It's not only about one radio program, but it's about creating the environment within youth and women can take part in the discussion. And it's also about technologies. I mean, we know that young people tend to be more into mobile phone, internet, etc., etc. It's true for rural population as well. You know, what's at stake today is not to oppose radio versus television versus internet. Internet and radio go together. I mean, it's not always easy to work with the internet in remote areas in Africa, for instance, but it depends on the context a lot. And I think, in my opinion, radio stays at the center of the whole network at a community level or at local level. It's very important to continue to work with them because it's how you're going to reach a broader population.
From your experience, why is it important to involve youth in radio? Have you seen examples where involving rural youth in community media initiatives have had a positive impact?
Yeah, no, I think it's extremely important. I mean, obviously, there's a need to counter rural depopulation. So it means that some youth need to stay in rural areas if we want to ensure food security in the future. So it's extremely important that young men and young women have the possibility in their community, in their village, in their areas to take part, you know, in the society. So now the question is how. I can share with you the example of Niger. We have helped to set up, now there are 800 Dimitra clubs, and you have among them 100 that would be young people. And it's not a decision that was taken by FAO or another development partner. They organize so that actually, because the young people are more literate, they have a special role among the clubs. They help the other clubs, for instance, with reporting. They have an essential role to make the whole club network active and dynamic. And the fact that they have this responsibility changes how they perceive themselves and how they feel where they are.
Mr. Dumont, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.